Good evening. I have a few words here before I take your questions. Controversial. Correctness. Participation. Political initiative. Relationship. Undertaking.
Those are the words?
Helen?
Mr. President, many Americans are disturbed about your shipping arms to Iran and the diversion of money to the Contras. They feel that you and your staff have deceived the nation and badly damaged your presidency. Have you any comment on that?
No.
Some say your staff has undertaken an elaborate cover-up to protect you from blame, but the cover-up seems to be coming apart.
We knew this undertaking involved great risks.
Sir, lying to the press and lying to the public is always a risky business.
I consider the risks of failure and the rewards of success, and I decided to proceed.
Mr. President, this scandal is coming at a bad time. Your wife has been insisting you get more rest and a relaxed schedule since your prostate operation.
The operation is mine and mine alone.
Sir, ever since the Iran deal and the weapons for hostages negotiations came to light, there are some people, even in your own party, who are painting you as detached, vague about details, and a pawn in your aide's hands.
I understand and I respect those views.
Mr. President, some say you encourage the harebrained adventuring by Colonel North and his crew by being so detached. They blame your habit of taking a four-hour nap every afternoon.
I was not breaking any law in doing that. It is provided for me to do that.
How long are these naps, sir? Some say 3 hours, some say 4 hours. You've never told the people just how long you sleep.
I think the people understand that sometimes you have to keep a secret.
Well, is it less than 3 hours?
There's no need to go further with this.
People admire you, Mr. President, and after all this deception, the American people are seeking reasons to believe they can trust you.
This is something that all of our allies are seeking also.
Mr. President, when you've had problems in the past, you've always been able to laugh them away with a joke. You tell a story about a traveling salesman or a story about a farmer's daughter.
I've seen the stories about a Danish tramp steamer and...
Sir, the Tower Commission, which you yourself appointed to investigate the Iran scam affair, issued a report that painted a scathing picture of carelessness and a cover-up by the White House staff. It's been revealed that Colonel North's secretary destroyed a huge set of memorandums and computer messages at the outset of the scandal in an effort to cover up the affair and protect you. Would you comment on that?
No.
Mr. President, some observers have said you should hang up your gloves now. Why should you persist in a course that can lead only to frustration and sorrow? Why hang on to the presidency?
It's a little like climbing Mount Everest because we're here.
The fact is, sir, that you cannot now face the grueling give and take of a press conference without the risk of disgracing yourself by misstating facts and becoming incoherent. I mean, sir, how long can you keep postponing your next press conference?
Quite a long period of time.
Some suggest, sir, that you should resign and turn over the reins of power to your vice president. It's said that George Bush would welcome this.
We're going to be on the alert and on guard for anything you might do.
Are you saying that George Bush would like to unseat you as president?
He has threatened repeatedly and recently that he will bring that kind of warfare.
Have you any proof of this?
As I say, we're gathering evidence as fast as we can.
Is it conceivable, sir, that Vice President Bush would seize control of the White House and claim that you were unable to function?
We certainly do not overlook that possibility.
But George Bush has been your greatest cheerleader for 6 years. He's always praising you and saying what a great leader you are.
I don't know whether you count on what he says for your real information. I think you just ignore that and go looking for facts.
This is very disturbing news, sir. What can you do to prevent a takeover of power by George Bush?
Well, we're doing everything that we can, and I think all of the law enforcement agencies of America are alerted.
Vice President's office, sir, has announced that Mr. Bush is planning an important announcement tomorrow. Perhaps that relates to his takeover.
Oh, goody. He's going to show his hand and we'll clobber him.
Mr. President, what would you call a man who, while supposedly serving you as a loyal vice president, is seeking to declare you incompetent so he can take power?
You know, I'd never used the term mad dog before.
Well, sir, I don't like name-calling either, but a man who would claim to be your warmest supporter like Mr. Bush and then would try to ease you out of office, that's quite reprehensible.
Everyone's entitled to call him whatever animal they want, but I think he's more than a bad smell.
Mr. President, the White House is in crisis. Two of your aides took the Fifth Amendment. They shredded documents. They obstructed justice. They lied to one another. What's next?
We're going to continue on this path.
Sir, you have been the most admired president in 25 years. Yet now, with the revelations of deceit and duplicity, some people are saying that your election was a mistake.
I don't think a mistake was made. It was a high-risk gamble.
Yesterday, sir, you met with leaders of the Congress from your own party. Can you tell us anything that was said? Was there any good news?
There's been no talk of resignation.
Still, sir, I'm sure those Republican congressmen wanted some explanation of this whole fiasco. What did you try to sell them?
Everything that we sold them could be put in one cargo plane.
And did they buy your explanation? Did they believe their president?
No.
Sir, during the Watergate scandal, Mr. Hunt and Mr. Liddy proposed using prostitutes as part of their plans. With Colonel North running amok at the NSC, did he ever bring any call girls to the White House?
We are hopeful that we're going to be able to continue our meetings with these people, these individuals.
Sir, you mean you actually had prostitutes coming to the White House?
We weren't giving them to the Ayatollah Khomeini.
But still, sir, call girls.
We were serious and sincere in our effort about good relations.
Sir, did you personally have anything to do with these women?
Believe me, that's about as hypothetical a question as anyone could imagine.
How did Colonel North hope to use these women? I mean, did he order them to compromise Iranian officials?
They cannot order them to do something.
I understand one of these women works in a brothel in Managua.
It gives us a listening post in Nicaragua.
Were these women tested for their work, and if so, by whom?
The State Department or the Secretary of State was involved. The director of the CIA was involved.
It's reported, sir, that five of these women were supposed to come to the White House for meetings with your advisors. Is that true?
I believe, and have reason to believe, that we would have had all five of them by this last weekend had it not been for the attendant confusion that arose here in the reporting.
Mr. President, you're a decent, honorable man who wants to do the right thing. So how could all this happen?
Bill, everything you've said here is based on a supposition that is false.
I can't help wondering, sir, why you have a .45 caliber pistol sitting up there on the lectern.
This is a purely defensive weapon.
And you're wearing a shoulder holster?
It is a shoulder-carried weapon.
Sir, has the Iran scam affair created any problems with your children? I know they had dinner with you at the White House last night, and children can often be very critical.
I know they're difficult to deal with, but all I can say is they're still at the table.
Well, sir, your children have not led blameless lives. Your son Michael tried to peddle your influence, and your son Ron danced in his underwear on TV. What happened when you mentioned that?
They walked out and said, "That does it."
You must have been very hurt.
Well, they came back.
Do you think they'll forgive you for your mistakes?
I continue to be optimistic.
Of course, sir, the First Lady has always been generous with her advice. But I understand your hearing aid is out of order, so you can't hear her.
Well, I imagine I'm the only one around who wants to repair it.
I'm sorry to learn that your hearing aid isn't working properly, sir.
I didn't have anything to do with damaging it.
I'm sure you didn't. And I'm sure your hearing aid is fine now. Getting back to Iran, Donald Regan, your former chief of staff, said he told you about the arms shipment back in 85.
I've never heard Mr. Regan say that.
If I may digress a moment, sir. A few months ago, you had the entire White House staff take urinalysis tests to see if any of them was on dope. And I understand one of them tested positive. Was the urine sample from a member of your own staff?
To our best information, the leak came from a person in government.
Sir, normally, men give a urine specimen while standing and women do not. Are you planning to change that?
No, we still hold to our position.
I'm puzzled about your testing the White House staff, sir. After all, these are people of the highest integrity. You can't be worried about them being drug addicts.
I'm talking about the people that we were doing business with.
Getting back to the Iran arms deal, many Americans who admire you very much are wondering how you could let a fiasco like this take place. If you could walk into the living room of Americans right now, what would you say to them?
I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
Mr. President, lately your daughter Maureen has become increasingly active in Republican circles. She has made clear her support of you. And what about her husband? What's his name?
I don't know whether I pronounce his name right, but it's, I think, Moreno. Or Marnarema. I'm going to have to find out how they... what sounds they attach to some of their combination of letters.
Sir, I understand your son-in-law lives in the city of Pasadena, California.
He's the leader of some 4.5 million Christians there.
Getting back to Colonel North and his gang, sir, how did they get so much authority?
We said, would they send us a list of the things that they would be doing if they had the manpower and the money? Useful things. And we got quite a list.
Did you ever give Colonel North any instructions?
No. And he never asked us for any.
It's rumored, sir, that one of Colonel North's men underwent a sex change operation in order to deceive the Iranians.
Well, I don't know the nature of the operations that have been conducted. They conduct them in various parts of the Mediterranean.
Sir, have any other members of your staff undergone sex change operations in Denmark?
We have conducted operations there very early on in my administration, in which I was informed because they thought I should be.
There's a rumor, sir, about your Attorney General Edwin Meese that he used to be a woman named Edwina and that he had a sex change operation.
I gave the go-ahead on that, and I would again.
Do you think this change has helped him?
Well, it didn't add to his image the first time we did it.
Well, how do you and Mrs. Reagan feel about Attorney General Meese changing his sex?
We're going to wait. We're neutral.
Sir, do you mean to encourage members of the general public to consider changing their sex?
I tried to do this when I was governor in California, and I couldn't get any public interest in it at all.
Sir, getting back to Colonel North, he helped write a manual for the use of the Contras that taught them to use assassination, kidnapping, and recommended the bribery of public officials. Bribery is repugnant to most people. Did you play any part in this?
There is another facet that you haven't even mentioned. May sound crass, but you can also help them raise the funds.
Mr. President, you helped raise money that was used to bribe public officials?
So far, I've been rather successful in that area.
How much did you raise? $1 million? $10 million? $100 million?
No one who has been guessing at it has guessed right yet.
Sir, you gave conflicting statements on whether you authorized the Israelis' first shipment of arms to Iran in August of 1985. You told the Tower Commission that you approved the shipment. Then 3 weeks later, in a second session with the commission, you told them that you had not authorized the shipment. Have you any explanation of that?
No, Helen.
Mr. President, the Tower Commission report criticized your top advisors for an operation so sloppy that every time you turned around, there was another screw-up. What can you do with people like that?
I wonder why somebody doesn't build them a house for $37,000.
Mr. President, your aides tried to come up with a plausible cover story for the arms shipment to Iran, but were unable to do so. Then they tried to quiet the uproar by putting you on TV at a news conference. Why don't they try to explain it?
They won't be incriminating themselves.
Sir, what if you discover after the special prosecutor makes his report that your aides have lied to you, lied to the people, lied to each other, and betrayed the public trust? What then?
I would say that there should be no threat of losing their job.
Men who have lied to the public, abused their power, wounded the presidency?
There should be an offer of help that we would stand by ready to help them take the treatment that would free them from this habit.
But, sir, Colonel North and Admiral Poindexter took the Fifth Amendment so they would not incriminate themselves. Why don't you order them to tell the truth?
It's not a case of saying that we're now going to find a way to, as you say, have people incriminate themselves so they can be fired or anything else.
Mr. President, you won re-election 2 years ago in a landslide that carried 49 states. You are beloved by the people. Now, suddenly, everyone is after your scalp. Why?
The people suddenly said enough already.
Perhaps you should just step forward and tell the people the truth. Just tell them the whole truth.
That isn't going to do it.
Part of the Iran scandal concerns the money that was siphoned off the deal for the Contras. I realize there wasn't that much money involved, but was there any diversion of funds?
As a matter of fact, several hundred million dollars come here.
Several $100 million came to the White House. Did any of it go into the First Lady's decorating budget?
At least half, if not more.
You sent McFarland to Iran with an inscribed Bible and a cake. Did you send any personal message to the Iranian people? And if so, what did it say?
Oh, you poor people back there, you haven't got the money to do things.
That's very touching, sir. When you were planning to ship millions of dollars worth of guns and missiles to Iran, didn't it occur to you that these were the same people who had held American hostages for 400 days?
We didn't discuss that.
The Iranians wanted to buy 1 million missiles for their war with Iraq. What kind of terms did you work out with them?
If they came in and wanted to buy 5, the other 1 million would be back at the regular price.
Sir, you knew the Ayatollah had called America the evil Satan, burned our flag, and held our people hostages for over 1 year. Yet you sent him guns?
I guess that was careless of me.
But Colonel North and his gung-ho assistants had gone into business for themselves in the executive office building. They were running covert operations you knew nothing about. Why didn't you try to control them?
This is a sovereign nation. You can't go in and dictate to them and tell them how they must run their country.
But it's our country, and they worked for you.
Enough already.
Sir, in all fairness, I notice that Sam Donaldson has been trying to ask you a question, but you keep ignoring him.
I don't believe I could find myself in agreement with him on just about everything that he stands for.
Mr. President, why did this whole operation get so screwed up?
We sought Polish advice on this.
Sir, what I still don't understand is how Colonel North and his group could carry out this mission despite the opposition of the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, and the President of the United States. How did he do it?
Took over, seized power at the point of a gun.
Well, why did it take so long to stop these people?
First, we had to try and find out where they were. We still don't know.
You still haven't located all of Colonel North's people?
We're going to keep on trying.
Mr. President, there are reports that you have been told the names of all the people who were behind this scandal. Why don't you reveal their names?
I feel that it was told to me in confidence.
But these men betrayed their office, sir. They've lied and cheated and stolen.
I don't want to say anything that will endanger them.
Sir, it's been rumored that many of the reporters here today have been paid out of secret funds to keep them from asking any difficult questions.
I'm sorry I couldn't get to more of you.
Mr. President, you've shown yourself to be out of control of your own men, detached from foreign affairs, and unaware of what's going on. How can you expect the people to trust you?
For 7 years, this country has been doing that.
Mr. President, getting back to Colonel North and his men at the NSC, they exercised tremendous power. Shouldn't you and your aides have exercised stricter control over them?
We're not seeking to achieve superiority over them, but we're certainly not going to let them go on increasing their superiority over us.
Mr. President, critics have said you haven't changed since you were first elected in 1980. They say you're simplistic, unrealistic, inaccurate, and chauvinistic. What have you to say about this?
Trudy?
Mr. President, regarding the First Lady, Mrs. Reagan has said that it's her practice to strike you sharply on the back of your head to get you started each morning.
Hit me again here.
Mr. President, Congress is holding 2 sets of televised hearings like the Watergate hearings to look into wrongdoing in the White House. Many in the Congress act like they're out to get you. Have you any escape from this constant harassment?
I don't have an answer for you on this, except that, yes, I think we should go forward with another shuttle.
Sir, you still have many friends on Capitol Hill. Can't you use your charm and your powers of persuasion?
We would prefer that over a military settlement.
Sir, if I could explore the effect on our NATO alliance, our allies in Western Europe complain there's no U.S. foreign policy. They say it's like 100 monkeys trying to write Hamlet on a typewriter.
This is the only thing that makes sense in the world.
Is it true you have 100 monkeys writing our foreign policy?
Remember, we're still playing catch-up.
But, Mr. President, monkeys can't hope to compete with the planners at the Kremlin.
I've been talking about this since 1980.
Mr. President, some observers have said that if America had a governmental structure like Great Britain's, you would have been removed from office by now.
I think that in many instances the people just don't know where or how to go about it.
Mr. President, how could this thing occur? First you had the Danilov fiasco, then the disinformation campaign against Libya, then the summit failure. Now you have a scandal over arms to Iran. How could it happen?
I think it was just a carelessness that grew out of success.
Yes, sir, that could be.
Maybe part of it was also due, I've often wondered this, if part of it wasn't due to the balmy climate of Florida.
The balmy climate of Florida?
I've got to call on at least one red dress. Sam?
Mr. President, there's a demonstrator outside the White House holding a sign that reads, Ronald Reagan is the most ill-informed president of the 20th century.
Well, I have not argued with him on his making that point.
Another sign says, you spend too much time sleeping.
I feel as strongly as he does about that.
Regarding your sleeping habits, sir, it's been rumored that you sleep 10 hours a night and 3 hours each afternoon. That's very hard to believe.
I think I've got a record that should make you willing to believe that.
If you were to take a morning nap and watch TV in the evening, you'd never have to make any decisions.
That's what I'd like.
Perhaps you should transfer the decision-making power of your office to the cabinet.
We're waiting to hear when this can take place.
You are seriously considering transferring the powers to the cabinet?
We suggested a date, and evidently it was too early for them.
Sir, a lot of your friends are concerned about how the pressures of this affair will affect your health. I notice, for example, that there seems to be a fresh growth on your nose.
I'm going to be watching this very carefully.
Of course, a lot of Democrats have been just waiting for a chance to criticize a popular president like you. I heard one congressman say he'd like to kick you in the pants.
And I can see where they would think that that would be a very inviting target.
There are rumors, sir, that the stress of these investigations has you seeing things. One of your advisors says you've been seeing seagulls flying around the Oval Office.
It's something that has to be corrected before every one of those takes off again.